Boy, it's time to start potentially thinking about the holidays. I know some of the people in our lives are way ahead and already have Christmas gifts out, and I know we're not that close. Welcome to Electrification. Phil Jensen, Corey Lopez. We're not quite into the holidays here, but it feels like it
Yeah.
now. It's cooled down. We've got some snow before. We've got, temperatures are up. Every once in a while, we get the nice warm days. But boy, it's a, you can feel it, can't you?
It's getting closer. One of my favorite days is the shortest day of the year because after that, then the days start getting longer again.
See, you and I are on the same page there. I think of that, and I go, oh, it just gets, they just get longer now.
Right.
This is great.
We're sort of in the home stretch to
I know.
that turnaround.
Glass, who knew? You and I both half glass half full. Instead of thinking now, the days are all getting shorter. This sucks. As we talk about cold weather, still time to service, right? Always time. You can find time, service what you've got. To make sure it's going to last through the winter. And if it's not, to find any potential problems so you can get something done now, you
Right.
can still call Sensible and do that.
Yeah, it's so much better to know, and especially with the incentives that are ending, we need to, people want to take advantage of that as much as possible.
So the number to call, we'll throw it out right here as you're listening. We appreciate it. We're so glad that you can find us social media and things like that. You comment to us. If you go to our website, sensibleheat.net, you can call 720-876-7166. Stuff that we talk about is available in our blogs. You can go back and listen to previous podcasts too. You can find Apple Music, Spotify, most places where you find podcasts, you can find us. If you want to subscribe, that's great. We're talking a little more current event stuff here over the last few podcasts that we've had, and we're continuing to do that, but really getting into the nuts and bolts of some of the things that are going on. One of which that's coming to an end of the year, at the end of the year, December 31st, 2025, the Fed incentives, the federal incentives for geothermal and air source heat pumps are going away.
Right.
We've been banging the drum on this for a while.
Yeah, the geothermal tax credits are almost done for now. If they do come back, then it'll be down the road quite a ways. And but those have been really nice, 30% off of geothermal installations. If it's a new installation, by now it's really, too late to do anything. But if it's an existing geothermal heat pump that already has a loop drilled in the ground and it needs to be replaced, then we're really, really encouraging people to get those replaced if they've been thinking about it, because they can still get, take advantage of it. The factory lead times are starting to get close to the end of the year, but there is still a little window of time to be able to get some of that done.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be done right on the 31st. If you're a long ways away, you're probably okay. But if you're just starting something, you might be pushing the envelope a little bit. So it's a good time now. Call now, figure it out. Email, virtual estimates available, all of that stuff.
Right. So as far as the XL rebate, that's still in effect through the end of the year. And so that's also a nice incentive to take advantage of. Those usually change January 1st, so good idea to take advantage of it while it's there.
And we have no idea what it's going to change to.
Nope.
That's the craziest thing in the
They
world. It's
surprise
like,
us.
it is. It's like a late Christmas gift or
Or a lump of coal.
coal. We talked about some of the XL, the rebates and stuff that came out for 2025. It's been great.
Right.
Much better than it was in 2024, but they have gone down before. Like the incentives, the tax rebates and stuff like that through XL. I would imagine it may get a little bit better, but
Well, what they do is they don't really lower them as much as they just get rid of them. So what they
oh,
did in the
that's
past,
worse.
well, what they did in the past was they had incentives for 95% gas furnaces replacing 80% efficient gas furnaces. And so those went away because they started really pushing on heat pumps, and then they started raising the efficiency levels on heat pumps, and then they started not incentivizing normal heat pumps, you know, to just keep kind of pulling us along with the carrot and the stick approach, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but at any rate, I would be highly encouraging people to take care of stuff, especially before it gets really cold in January and February, and really know that that system is going to be working extra hard. The last few years, we've had that really cold snap for a week at a time. And 2 years ago, it lasted a week where it got below zero, and did that twice. And then last year, did it once for about a week. And we were so very busy. So it's really a good idea to be looking ahead and trying to take care of things before they get to that point.
And by the way, you mentioned geothermal too. The technicians at Sensible have been doing geothermal for a long time, a lot longer than a lot of people up and down the Front Range here.
Right.
And heat pumps. You've been installing heat pumps for a long time before they were in vogue.
Yes.
So you can service them and find out any potential problems. I mean, we're talking about replacing here potentially, but even when it comes to servicing, geothermal, there's not a lot of people that can go in and go, you know, let's tune this baby up.
Yeah, no, it's you know, the technicians have to be well-trained, and they have to be smart, and they have to know what they're looking at. And so we do provide training, and we do provide a lot of things that, you know, I think that other companies are just starting to realize that just how important the technical aspect of it is. There are companies that tend to sell service on a pretty high pressure basis, and, you know, maybe not always like exactly the most honest approach in certain areas, but we are based on a very sound approach, you know, based on what's recommended by the manufacturer and making sure that the system is running at its peak efficiency. So the technicians are trained more on the technical part than, you know, and frankly, I think a lot of technicians in the residential HVAC field are better trained in sales than they are in the technical part.
Very
so
true.
We like to, you know, we really try to make sure that our customers are long-term customers, and the way we do that is making sure that their equipment is running, you know, the way it's supposed to be.
Since I began working with you guys, and of course, Nikki's been, you know, working a lot longer, when it comes to what focus marketing and PR has done with Sensible, but me just over, I guess it's been about 6 years, I've watched your subscriber list on emails just continue to increase. And for a company like that, we talk about Sensible culture and all of that stuff. You have people that keep coming back all the time. I think that says a lot about what the technicians do, what Joe does when she's on the phone with them, or Erica, or, you know, that we really are there to follow what manufacturers have. I mean, it's best practices, really. We're not trying to sell when we're talking to people, because we're problem solvers and we want people to be comfortable and have peace of mind.
Yeah. I was at a customer's house yesterday. He's been a customer with even with our previous company, and that goes back into the mid 1990s. So that we were sort of reminiscing about when we first started working together.
The old Genesee.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But we have actually quite a few customers from that. So that's, I think that's a testament to, you know, the kind of relationships we like to build with our customers.
Yeah. You know the number to call, 720-876-7166, sensibleheat.net. You can go back to, you can also contact, you can do virtual estimates if you're curious about some things. You have questions about things, you go to our blogs, you can always call us though. It's talk a little bit more about heat pumps since it is colder now. And I said, seems to be more in vogue. People are like, oh, it's okay. Xcel's really pushing it. And other power companies are really pushing this more often. It works here in Colorado.
Right.
We've talked more and more about that. And Brian has come up with some amazing things, modulating heat pumps, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's really something. You can potentially save yourself some money down the road, but boy, this is so energy efficient.
Yeah, it's really amazing to me. And so I first started with Sensible in 2017. And at that point, this was not Denver in the metro area, in Colorado for that matter, was not really considered a heat pump market. And Dan, the founder of the company, he was very big on geothermal heat pumps. And so that's when I started getting really interested in them, was when I came on board. And what I realized was that there are so many people with solar panels on their roofs that they weren't really taking advantage of the electricity that they were producing from that. And so we really started going down the road of installing heat pumps and, of course, servicing them, maintaining them. So we started in that part of the industry very early on for this area. Heat pumps have been around for a very long time in warmer climates like the South and Florida and Georgia and California, places like that. But they were not that popular here in the Denver metro area. And sort of the tune that the contractors around here were singing was that heat pumps don't work in Colorado. And that was kind of true from the standpoint that a lot of systems were not set up very well and the technology wasn't as good. But in the last 5 years, there have been quantum leaps in the technology. The technology has just really improved dramatically. And now the heat pumps are much more affordable and they make sense to use if you have solar system, you know, producing electricity on your house. So there's just so many reasons to use a heat pump now over an air conditioner. And incentives is one of them. You know, money is nice to get back.
Yeah.
You know, but also there's just other reasons to use heat pumps aside from just that.
The yeah, we've dispelled a lot of the myths that are out there. I'm curious, are you getting calls for people replacing their gas furnaces still? Yeah, we got into this in our last podcast where we were talking about the which way the wind is blowing the EPA is trying to go with, and depending on what administration might be in or the, you know, the political climate, whatever it may be, there's some things that are being rolled back, some things that are being cut back, some things that are still going to stay there. But one thing I know here in Colorado, they really are trying to get rid of gas furnaces. Natural gas use, they really want to push to, I should rephrase that. Maybe not get rid of, but they want people to use cleaner electricity and not natural gas. That seems to be the way the wind is blowing. So are you getting people calling about that? And because we talk about electrification, I mean, okay, we'll put a heat pump in, right?
Yeah. So part of my education in this was I got a call from a couple that live in Boulder, and they were both wind turbine engineers. And so this was several years ago, and they really wanted to put a geothermal system into their small home up there. And, you know, it was a pretty expensive project for that size of a house. And so I asked them, well, what is the advantage of putting in something that's going to be all electric over, you know, something that has a gas component? And what they explained to me, and this was probably 2019 or so when this happened, the grid that Xcel Energy is creating the electricity from is now pulling more and more electricity from renewables, and renewables meaning things like wind energy or hydro. And so their goal at that time that I was talking to them, they were at about 30% renewables producing the electricity. And their goal was to be 80% renewable by 2030 and 100% renewable by 2050. So today in 2025, they're at about 40, they're approaching 40% renewable, but they know they're behind the curve, and the PUC regulates a lot of that. So they're pushing hard, and that's why these incentives have gone up so much so quickly, because they know they're, you know, this is 2025, and so you have 5 more years to get to 80% renewable, right. And so they're way behind the curve on that. And so that's why the big push, and why the really good incentives from Xcel Energy on putting in systems that are more efficient and using electricity to heat.
Might as well take advantage of it, right?
Well, and that's the idea. I mean, why not take advantage of that?
So you could install all the way through the year. You could install in the middle of winter, all of this.
Sure.
One benefit, though, to getting an air source heat pump is it can also work as your air conditioner in the summer, too.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, and a lot of people have that.
They should name it something different.
They should.
You and I have talked about this before. They should have named it something different. They're calling it a heat pump.
Right.
But it's an all-encompassing, although it does make the name really long if you call it a heating cooling pump.
Yeah, so, yeah, so basically all a heat pump is it's, the reason they call it a heat pump is because it literally is pumping heat in the wrong direction. And without getting too technical, what you're doing is you're taking heat in the summertime, you take heat from inside the house and you're pumping it to the outdoors. And you think about it, that's counterintuitive, because if it's 100 degrees outside and you want it to be 70 degrees inside, then, you know, physics doesn't like that. Physics likes to pump heat from the hottest spot to the coldest spot. So you literally have to expend energy to pump the heat to the outside. So what a heat pump does is it actually is producing, it's pulling heat from the outdoors and putting it indoors in the wintertime. And so, yes, there is heat at 0 degrees outside,
right,
and you concentrate it, and then you make heat on the inside, and that's why they call it a heat pump. So it's, you know, it's very counterintuitive. What we always advocate is we advocate putting in some other source of heat in as well to back it up, because when it gets down to minus 10 or minus 20, then a heat pump is not going to keep up. So, you know, even if it only happens for a few days or a week or so, yeah, you still want to have heat in the house.
That's a miserable few days.
So, you know, yeah, exactly. So some people, you know, will use gas as their backup heat. Some people will use electricity as their backup heat. Some people will use wood-burning stoves as their backup heat.
Sure.
And it doesn't really matter, but the point is that you're only going to be using that backup heat for maybe 5 to 20% of the time in the wintertime, depending on how cold it is outside.
Right, and how warm you like your house.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's that comfort factor, too, where people are sitting there like, ah, it's all right, we'll crank it up here.
Right.
And if you go in and you put a heat pump in, you leave what's there if it works, right? You, as a backup, you can do that, too, right?
You can, and you have to be careful about that, because if it's an older unit, like probably
right,
10 years old or older, then we don't like to do that because of the
right
kind of motor that's in it, you know, things like that. So,
yeah, because then your backup is broken.
Yeah.
And you don't know it, or it's not running. I mean, obviously you'll service it, but if you go, this thing's 10 to 12 years old, I don't know.
Yeah. The other part to that is that if you do want to get incentives from Xcel, then you have to have a match system. And so there are certain requirements around that too. So sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a bad winter or not. I think the Farmer's Almanac said it was supposed to be cold. But that, I feel like they've been saying that, well, it's cold, but not as much snow. Like we'll get, I mean, typically around here, we get one or two really big storms, and then it snows and it's gone the next day because 300 days of sunshine, right?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just important to make sure that the system is designed right. And what we run into a lot of times is we go in after other companies have installed a system and they didn't look at the whole system.
Right.
And so the system isn't designed or installed very well. And I think that's where we shine, is that we do really take care to make sure that our estimators are trained to make sure that, you know, we're looking at the whole system in the big picture to make sure things are going to work well. You know, we're not in and out like a lot of companies where they just slap something in. You know, we do a load calculation, we measure the ductwork, we do the startup and make sure that we're doing it to factory standards, and all those things are really important. So it does make a difference in how the system operates.
That's why you have a long list of customers right now.
It is,
and it keeps building, that's for sure. Last thing, we talked about this on a previous podcast, but you started to touch on it here. We don't do the $59, we'll come in and replace it and get it done in a day kind of thing. It's not the fly-by-night situation with the stuff that we do. That's Sensible's different that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we want to make sure our technicians are looking at systems thoroughly. And, you know, those $59 tune-ups are generally, you know, a way to get somebody in the door so they can provide a sales pitch. And I've interviewed a lot of technicians that have worked for companies like that, and what they have to say is not very complimentary for the most part.
Watch out for the destination fee too.
Yeah.
We don't have those, by the way.
Mm.
I mean, it costs what it costs.
Yeah.
And if we need to repair something, a lot of times that initial cost will go away. It just depends on what, you know, needs to be fixed and what needs to be done. But I mean, we try to do the right thing.
Yeah, we do a flat diagnostic fee, and if it's during the week, we do waive the diagnostic fee if somebody does the repair. And so we try to make sure that the repairs are just the ones that are needed, and then if there are other repairs that we recommend, then the technicians will make those recommendations, but they're not certainly not going to, you know, force you to do something or use scare tactics to try and get, you know, customers to do things that they, you know, don't really need to do.
Like we said, our technicians are technicians. Mm. They're not salespeople.
Right.
It's very true.
No.
Which is hard to find sometimes these days. Good stuff. I'm not going to wish him a Merry Christmas yet because we're not there yet. But
yeah, well, happy Thanksgiving.
There we go. Very good. That is our electrification podcast.